broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Morrison's Offbeat Rocker!
Such a lovely girl. She smiled as we stood on the sand. But just as I reached for her hand, down came the rain.
It's happened again. Oh,
was nearly mine. The look in her eyes told me this. But just as we stopped for a kiss,
down came the light.
Heard that Lee Morrison's off his rocker.
With the way this has been going, we'll be lucky if this makes any sense at all.
It's Mr. Murray, alias Mitch Murray, and Down Came the Rain. If he'd been writing it this spring, he'd have called it Down Came the Snow, wouldn't he? This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, 105 FM, and at mar.me.uk in stereo. Thanks to Paul J for his show. Now for the next hour, or what's left of it, I'm Lee Morrison and I'm off my rocker. This is because after months of playing lots of serious music, I'm starting to feel like this guy.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
You thought it was a joke and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house. And this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Approach, students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Quan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So,
sir! Sir! Ooh! Ooh! Sir!
Who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me! Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but, like, how long is this gonna take?
Tai Quan Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So, like, what, an hour or so?
No, no, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I got the pajamas. Ha! Ooh, yeah! Mm.
Beat people up?
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start trashing bozos. That's all I came here for. Pretty good,
the
eh?
Only use of Tai Quan Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
Well, Tai Quan Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start wiping the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you fail to grasp Tai Quan Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you booted me in the head!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Tai Quan Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready! Come and get me now, shorty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Oh! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now. Come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master.
To our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean?
I want to boot some head, too.
Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Yeah, well...
You two shall be honored to
know,
learn
I
can, a lesson.
You don't have to, you know.
Boot to the head.
I gotta be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get him down!
Boot to the head. And now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very good, class.
People talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Mechanics who can't fix a car, politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
Boot to the head! 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 Boot to the head!
M-A-R.
And now I'm going to read a little poem which I wrote for my daughter Celia when she had measles. She was very depressed, you know. I wrote this little poem, but it's called Contagion. Elephants are contagious. Be careful how you tread. An elephant that's been trodden on should be confined to bed. Leopards are contagious too. Be careful, tiny tots. They don't give you a temperature, but lots and lots of spots. The herring is a lucky fish, from all disease inured. Should he be ill when caught at sea, immediately he's cured. Right, thank you. Just leave the money.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid it's official. Lee Morrison's off his rocker.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son. Nobody ever lends money to a man with a sense of humor.
First it was Napoleon the 14th and They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha. Then the Frantics with Taekwon Leap and Boot to the Head. Yeah, there's quite a few people I'd like to boot in the head, I can tell you. And finally a little piece from Spike Milligan, Contagion, from his album Muses with Milligan, released in the 60s and for some reason never re-released. When you consider some of the rubbish that gets re-released all the time, that's almost criminal. But anyway, I don't want to get too serious. This is, after all, supposed to be a comedy programme. So moving on, here's another Spike.
Petrushka, darling, let us drink to your beautiful hair.
Yes, Igor.
Petrushka, let us drink to your gorgeous eyes.
Yes, Igor.
Petrushka, let us drink to your beautiful ruby red lips.
Yes, Igor.
Petrushka, let us drink to your...
Yes, Igor, Bivor.
Listening to MAR.
Yürüdüm sen ya baydal duhar
Morrison off his rocker.
I'm laughing about it right now. Inside. If you were my pancreas, you'd know what I was talking about.
Two classic tunes given rather unique arrangements. First, Spike Jones and his City Slickers and their version of the Hungarian Rhapsody, or as they call it, Rhapsody from Hungary, hunger as in starvation with the Y in brackets. And then Siberian band Bug Attack and their unique version of Nothing Else Matters. You're listening to Lee Morrison's Off His Rocker on Merseyland Alternative Radio. We're a free pirate radio station broadcasting to Liverpool and beyond since 1979. We're currently on the air every weekend and at bank holidays. Our regular hours are 4 p.m. until after midnight on Saturday and 10 a.m. until after midnight on Sunday. You can find us at www.mar.me.uk with our stereo web streams. And on our website you'll find our station schedules, DJ profiles and pictures, fun and games, listen again and much, much more. You'll also find our guest book where you can leave us a message, or if you prefer you can send us an email, mar@rock.com.
That's mar@rock.com. Or you can contact us via our Facebook page, facebook.com/MARPirates, MARPIRATES. Or you can send us a text at 07504 464 678. That's 07504 464 678. Just don't text while you're driving, that's all. Now, pay attention, class, because you've got a chance to win something in our fantastic MAR Easter competition. It's the last day today, so if you haven't entered already, then listen carefully.
Mezzeland Alternative Radio is giving 6 lucky winners the chance to win a limited edition MAR Easter mug. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning is sign our guestbook at www.mar.me.uk and give the name of the DJ you are listening to and the song that is played next. If you don't have internet access, you can text the same information to 07504 464 678. Two winners will be announced live between 11 p.m. and midnight on Saturday, Sunday and Monday nights. Stay tuned to MAR to win this Easter.
Wasn't that great? So, those are the rules and the two bits of information you need are my name, which is Lee Morrison, and the title of this next piece of music that I'm going to play right now.
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest, I will stick a Union Jack to the forest of your cheek. Through the holes in your string band.
Oh, oh, Jeff.
My darling, in my cardboard-colored dreams,
cardboard-colored dreams,
once again I hear your laugh, and I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
Of giraffe.
And each time I hear your name, my, how it hurts.
He's in pain.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled chats.
I suppose most fathers are plagued by their children's asking them questions, and I wrote a little poem. It's called Questions.
Daddy, how does an elephant feel if he swallows a piece of steel? Does he get drunk and fall on his trunk and roll down the road like a wheel? Daddy, what would a pelican do if he swallowed a bottle of glue? Would his beak get stuck? Would he run out of luck and lose his job at the zoo? Son, son, tell me do, if I belted you with a shoe, would you go up to bed? Would you fall down dead? Either of those would do. Perhaps if I sing it. Thank you. You'll all get your license money back, folks.
This is MAR, the heavyweight station.
Hiya, folks. You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship...
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106? And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour? And your bridge just broke, and you pasted it together with bubble gum, and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man? And your shoelace just busted. And you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns. And your daughter's gone out with a convict. And your wife just confessed she gave you last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in it. That ship!
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder. She's scared of the dark and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast. And you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Hey, Morrison's off his rocker.
He's quiet most of the time, but when he gets going, he talks a load of rubbish.
Yeah. First in that set, and you might want to remember this, it was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and Canyons of Your Mind, and then Spike Milligan again, and that was called Questions, and finally you just heard Eddie Lawrence and the Old Philosopher. My name's Lee Morrison and I'm off my rocker. It's April Fool's Day today, and here I am. And can't help noticing there's a new guy at the Vatican. And that reminded me of this highly reverential piece by Tom Lehrer.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin, and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First, First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. There, the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican right.
Now then, this is a poem about a burning church. I've called it Holy Smoke. Steady now. I am the vicar of St. Paul's, and I'm ringing the steeple bell. The floor of the church is on fire, or the lid has come off hell. Shall I call the fire brigade, or shall I trust in the Lord? Oh dear, I've just remembered, I don't think we're insured. Now what's this, said the fire chief. Is this church C of E? It is, then we can't put it out. My lads are all RC. There you see, I'm not just a pretty face. Any questions? Any money?
M-A-R. For the man who knows where the action is.
Now it was Christmas Day in the jailhouse. The old man sat in his cell. Put out your puddin' for treacle, he heard the warder yell. If you want treacle on your pudding, put it out without delay. The old man put out his pudding, and the warder took it away. What a world, what a place. Ain't you glad you're a member of the human race? Now the folk singer came from America to sing at the Albert Hall. He sang his songs of protest and fairer shares for all. He sang how the poor were much too poor and the rich too rich by far. Then he drove back to his penthouse in his brand new Rolls Royce car. What a world, what a place. Ain't you glad you're a member of the human race? Now Annie's a shorthand typist working for the BBC. Her brother Jack is in prison doing 3 years for forgery. Her sister Josie's in Holloway, and in Dartmoor there's her Uncle Jim. And her dad runs a pirate radio ship, but she never talks about him. What a world, what a place. Ain't you glad you're a member of the human race? Now three old maids had a she-cat, kept her indoors night and day. Kept her away from the he-cats, thought she'd like it better that way. Then one old maid went and got married. The next morning she hastened to write a note to the others which simply said, let Kitty out tonight. What a world, what a place. Ain't you glad you're a member of the human race? Now the button was pressed, the world destroyed, leaving just one solitary man. And at the top of the Empire State Building, his lonely existence began. But his loneliness was too much, so he jumped and he fell like a bird with one wing. And as he passed the seventh floor, he heard the telephone ring. What a world, what a place. Ain't you glad you're a member of the human race?
Well, from a scientific perspective, I'd say that Lee Morrison was off his rocker.
Listen, Three Eyes, don't you try to outweird me. I get Stranger Things and you free with my breakfast cereal.
First there, you heard a couple of spiritually uplifting songs, Tom Lehrer and the Vatican Rag, and Spike Milligan and Holy Smoke. Then on a slightly different tack, it was Benny Hill and What a World. Sure, you notice the subtle reference to pirate radio in there, which of course dates it to the mid-60s. I think it was released about 65. Anyway, going on with some more old school comedy now. Here's the Two Ronnies.
Oh, Bold Sir John was young and fair, and Bold Sir John was gay. He said, I'll tread the morning dew to take the air and listen to the twittering of the birds all day, the bumblebees at play.
The twit, the twit, the twit,
the twit, the twit, the twit, the twittering of the birds all day.
The bum,
the bum,
the
bumblebees at play. So Bold Sir John, he went his way, observing nature's farce. Dear Mother Earth, oh tell me pray, why elephants live so long, they say. Your flies live but a day, then they drop dead upon the grass.
Your flies, your flies,
your flies, your flies, your flies live but a day, then they
drop dead, drop dead,
drop dead, drop dead, drop dead upon the grass. Now Bold Sir John, he met a maid as on her back she lay. Please show respect and come not near, for I've seen many a maiden here get lost among the new mown hay. So doff your hat, I pray.
Get lost, get lost,
get lost, get lost, get lost among the new mown hay.
So doff,
so doff, so doff, so doff, so doff your hat, I pray. Sir John returned home, they gave him gin to try. Nay, fill me not with liquor up, nor give me grain nor grape to sup, for cowslips dew into my cup, a Puritan am I.
Poor cow,
poor cow,
poor cow, poor
cow, cowslips dew into my cup,
a pew,
a pew, a Puritan am I.
Good evening, it's wonderful to be, with you again, isn't it, Ronnie?
No, it's a bleeding pain in the arse, frankly. But in a packed programme tonight, you'll be reassured to know we'll be using exactly the same sort of material
as we've used for the last 20 years.
I shall be talking incredibly quickly, making spousands of thunerisms and dressing up in women's clothing.
And I shan't be getting any laughs, because he writes most of the scripts and makes sure I get all the crappy bits.
Later in the show, I shall be implying through smutty innuendo
that I have a very small part
and I have an enormous penis.
And all the way through the show, he shall frequently cry
spectacles,
by which he means testicles,
cobblers,
by which he means testicles,
didgeridoos,
by which he means penises,
watermelons,
breasts,
articles,
testicles again,
bristles,
breasts again,
and bounces,
breasts or testicles.
This is because we are a family show and I will not allow smut into your home.
Like birds, we're ornithologists, ornithornithologists. I've got a nice pair of binoculars. You can stick them on your tripod. We're marching up and down the board. Spot, 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 cause the sodding choreographers are twat, twat, twat. And you couldn't care a jot if we're military men or not. With a bum, how's your father? Fuzzly, I don't care. Just crawling through the grass, thistles in me hair and bracken up the anus. I'm going to bits if I see a pair of tits, and I love to watch the sun go down. Oh, vagina, oh, vagina, oh, vagina town.
We're titting up and down on the willy bum bum. We're licking around with the cobbler's knockers, tippling along with a pain in the bonkers, piddling about in the bum but piss. I wear my scarf when the weather turns bitter. Everybody calls him the muffled titter.
I like when the birds come a pecking at me nuts.
Who is a bum tip? How your father? Sickle a dildo, I'm a raven maniac. Got half a dozen chicks in me bivouac. I love to see them squirm with delight when I'm giving them me little bit of worm at night.
Chair off the rank and the titty bum urals, nibbling away with a pain in the Vulcan. Spotty potty wee wee, fiddling about in the Jimmy Ribble Candy Licker Orchestra. Knickers up and down to me, willy bum gooly, knockers to the Maverick, nympho beaver, knackers in the Baltic, clappering away. So we knicker and we knacker and we knocker all day. Knickers up and down to me, willy bum gooly, knockers to the Maverick, nympho beaver, knackers in the Baltic, clappering away. So we knicker and we knacker and we knocker and we knacker and we knicker and we knacker and we knocker all day.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Starling.
Mr. Starling.
Of Starling Styling.
Mr. Starling of Starling Styling.
Oh, of Sterling.
Oh, Mr. Starling of Starling Styling of Sterling. Wanting?
Mr. Ponting.
Mr. Ponting.
Of Ponting Punting.
Oh, Mr. Ponting of Ponting Punting.
Does there seem to be something wrong, then?
Yes, I was just hunting for Mr. Ponting of Ponting Punting. We've got an Ewing brewing. Or we've got a gilling and goring, drilling and boring. We've got a de-lessing, de-lousing. We've got a manning, minning.
Minning.
Meaning, mining.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
No sign of Ponting Punting.
This is the building, building.
Oh, yes, this is the building, building. Formerly the Fielding, Wilding and Building, building.
Fielding and Wilding?
Yes, Fielding, Moulding and Wilding, Welding. But what with Fielding, Folding and Wilding, Melding with Belding, it's become a Belding, Holding.
And there's no Ponting Punting?
No, we've got a Keeling and Greeling, Wheeling and Dealing.
I have a feeling there's a failing in your filing.
But of course, this is not the only Belding building. We've got branches in Barking, Dorking, Woking and in Epping, Wapping and Tooting.
Don't I know it? I've been hunting, Ponting, Punting in every blinking Belding building standing.
Standing.
Hopping and skipping from Chipping to Epping, upping at Epping and whipping through Wapping, shooting through Tooting, stealing through Ealing, backing to Barking. The parking and Barking is shocking, no joking.
No, sir.
You're better off parking and biking to Peking than banking on parking and barking.
No, not so.
And then making for Dorking, walking to Woking and riding and Reading.
What about calling on Mr. Carling of Carling Curling?
What has Carling of Carling Curling got to do with Starling, Starling of Sterling?
Well, or Mr. Nutting of Nottingham Knitting and Netting. I hear they're knighting Nutting.
Don't care if they're Nutting, Mr. Nutting. He's only netting and knighting. It's not Nutting I'm wanting. I'm wanting Ponting of Ponting Punting.
Well, I don't care if you're panting for Ponting of Ponting Punting. By keeping carping and blaming your flaming flim-flamming on our failing filing, you're heading for a hiding, Starling, old darling. I could give you a stuffing, a roughing, a duffing up and a cuffing. As easy as winking. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you'll be drinking.
This is my last warning.
Warning.
This Lynn Morrison is here, you say, off his rocker.
That sounds nasty. Is it contagious?
Okay, to begin with, you heard the two Ronnies and Bold Sir John. And then it was Not the 9 o'clock News featuring Mel Smith and Griff Rhys-Jones and the two Ninnies. And then it was back to the real thing with one of their so-called lost sketches, Mr. Ponting of Ponting Punting. And that was also my little tribute to Television Centre, which closed yesterday, because all of those sketches were made there. It's one of the last programmes from Television Centre was a concert by Madness. And that pretty much sums it up, really. Madness to close Television Centre. Anyway, this show is coming to you from the slightly less palatial surroundings of a dustbin outside the O2 Arena. I'm Lee Morrison, and I'm still off my rocker for another 12 minutes or so on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 105 FM, mar.me.uk, and go to the website for our full contact details. Continuing now with the Gothic Archies.
I have known little civility, sir. Few have been kind, fewer truthful. And though within my ability, sir, I remain dutifully youthful. I go gray, then bald with chagrin, when you play the violin. pray for death to begin when you play the violin. True, there's been trouble and trickery, sir, trembling and tribulations, twitches from switches of hickory, sir. You, sir, and your usurpations, but my patience wears very thin when you play the violin. How I stay, I can't imagine when you play the violin. I've endured struggling and thuggery, sir. Physical ed and psychosis, scullery's skulls and skullduggery, sir. Haplessness, hype and hypnosis, but oy vey, the horrible din when you play the violin. You betray any made of tin when you play, when you slay the violin.
My sort of music.
Mommy, 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 mommy.
My baby daughter was crying.
I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
She'd beg. My wife was in tears. I'd not worked for 2 years, laid up with my rheumatic plague. With a poodle, a cat, and a budgie, 3 more hungry mouths I must feed. Now I'm asking you, what else could I do? Oh, whose was the greatest need?
Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Hush, child, don't speak while you're chewing. Oh, Lord, please forgive what I'm doing. Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Mommy, 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 mommy,
mommy. Where's Joey?
I told her the budgie was chicken. Last Sunday we shared out a wing. I collected his feathers and stuck them together. She's asking me why he don't sing.
Why don't he sing, Mommy?
Tomorrow we'll curry the poodle. He should last us a couple of days. We'll try to disguise him so she won't recognize him. But how will I feel when she says,
Mommy, I don't like my meat.
hush, babe, don't talk while you're eating. But something inside her is repeating, Mommy, I don't like my meat. Oh, Mommy, 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 I don't like my meat. She'll never know why I pray. Yet something keeps making her say it, Mommy, I don't like my meat. Mommy, 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 Mommy,
Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, there's something stuck in my throat.
Mommy,
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 it's a collar.
Mommy, Mommy,
Mommy,
Mommy, Mommy,
where's Bonzo?
Hush, child, Bonzo is in the oven. In heaven!
Mommy!
Mommy,
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 I haven't seen Tiddles around. And where's Colin the Totters? And Mommy, where's Daddy?
Of all sang squill, there is a dog shit in my garden. There is a dog shit in my garden, and when I cut my grass, the dog shit is no longer in my garden. It is a sitting on my foot sole and smell like a doggy's ass, and that is not the smell of Elizabeth Arden. Jamaica, der synger de noget, og så svarer folk, oh yeah, oh no, skal høre. Was it a fireman?
Oh no.
Was it a brandman?
Oh no.
Was it an Ottoman?
Oh no.
Was it a walkman?
Oh no.
Was it a superwoman?
Oh no! Superwoman don't know how to shit.
Was it a Milky Man?
Oh no!
Was it a Kellerman?
Maybe!
Was it a Tisa?
No, 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 no.
Was it a Batman?
Oh no!
Was it a Doberman?
Oh, oh yeah.
You can have women and cookies and a strawberry, but there is nothing as fat as a donkey shit.
Well, from a scientific perspective, I'd say that Lee Morrison was off his rocker.
I use it as a talcum powder, sheep dip, gravy thickener, infant food, eye lotion, boot polish, a drain cleanser and mouthwash.
First in that trio you heard the Gothic Archies and When You Play the Violin. And then to finish the show, two songs which I think sum up the kind of good taste and restraint that you've come to associate with it. The Goodies, Mummy I Don't Like My Meat, and Shooby-Doo-Ah, and There Is a Dog Shit in My Garden. My name's Lee Morrison. For the past hour I've been off my rocker, and I'll be back next Sunday at 8 with Progressive Rock and Beyond. Right now though, stay tuned for Roger D, and thanks for listening.
So that's the story. And what was the real lesson?
More curried eggs for me.